Hello, and welcome to this Stop Binge Drinking Emotion Download. Emotion downloads are based on the Human Givens approach to emotional healing and mental health, the newest and most radical school of psychology in 40 years. This rapidly expanding approach is UK-based and dates just from the mid-1990s. The emotion audio series can complement your Human Givens therapy, but can also be used as part of a standalone self-help program. I am Andrew Richardson and a director of the London Human Givens Centre. In this download, you will learn of the common causes of all addictions, including alcohol and binge drinking. And of course, the consequences too, which broadly speaking have the effect of maintaining and at times strengthening your unhealthy relationship with alcohol and excessive social drinking. And you will see that there is a path out of this and a return to emotional health and balance. In this download, you will see this path clearly and how to travel along that path and so free yourself. Please ensure that when listening to the rest of this download that you are not operating machinery or driving or engaging in any other activity which requires your concentration. Consider a baby cuckoo in a foreign nest. The baby cuckoo begins its life there as an egg, a bit different from the others, but harmless and inert. And then the egg hatches, and very quickly the young cuckoo chick begins to pull its weight and disposes of the other eggs or chicks, those who have the right to be there. And the cuckoo grows bigger and bigger, fed by the incessant activity of the cuckoo chick's surrogate parents. And as their activity grows and grows, and the chick grows and grows, well, in time there is nothing else. That chick has taken over everything and left nothing. No space and no time. No anything. And that is how an addiction works. At the beginning, it is fairly small, and there are other parts to your life. But as the addiction grows, if it does, then it begins to take over. And this can reach the stage that a large part of one's time is spent thinking about it, preparing for it, and indulging it. Of course, alcohol is a little different from most addictions in that alcohol is legal and used widely, and alcohol plays an important facilitating role in social lives and group activities. And alcohol supplies can be easily and cheaply acquired. And for many, drinking is moderate and under their control. And the shame that can attach to excessive social drinking can be hidden beneath the self-indulgence of others who also drink. Though, of course, the shame is there. And though many will hide their addiction to binge drinking, or will find that their behaviour when drunk, boorish, loud and unpleasant, or quiet and uncommunicative and alone, will have its effect and be noticed by those around them. And so, while for other addictions the need for concealment separates you from people who can meet your essential needs for connection and intimacy and shared experiences in an appropriate and sustainable way, it is the opposite for alcohol. There, the pattern matching and connections to conviviality and friendship and fun and human connection mean that it can be harder to envisage meeting those essential human needs successfully and appropriately when sober and without a drink in one's hand. But just as with illegal addictions, binge drinking can easily become just like the cuckoo, taking over and pushing out from the nest something that is actually much more important. And then, when this happens, it can become really scary, of course, even to contemplate letting the hour spent drinking go. Because what else will you have? The scariness, as well as the narrow focus on the dependence on the binge drinking experiences, show that crude emotion is in control. And these emotions are overriding your intelligent, rational, and far-seeing brain, which knows that there is a better way for you and that this addiction is doing far more damage than good. There are much better ways to live and to begin to live. And so you forget that from small beginnings, massive change and progress towards a balanced life is not just possible, but inevitable. And what is the secret to busting this dependence on drinking socially to excess? It is to change the emotions and emotional triggers, and not even to pretend that your rational brain or your will alone can do it on its own. All that emotion of barely understood fears and compulsions is the working of your unconscious. And your unconscious is very powerful, and often this is for your benefit, to allow you to breathe and to digest and to walk and to talk and to feel and understand the world instinctively and intuitively. But these unconscious emotions are at times locking you into a trance state where your focus is fixed and narrow and powerful, and from where the addiction holds strong sway. Your unconscious emotional triggers can change, of course. For what all your emotions actually are, yes, all of them, are a set of expectations about how you should respond to the situation that you are anticipating finding yourself in. Such as the anger which may arise in you if you are anticipating that you may be very soon having to defend yourself against an aggressive and unwarranted attack. Or that feeling of anxiety when you project being in a situation of being out of control and unable to cope. And that kind of thing. And in terms of your addiction to that frequent binge, it is the feeling of relief from the pain and stress that will come about very soon as you partake in the apparent pleasure. And it is good to realize that the drivers of your emotions are easy to understand. It's not rocket science. Emotions are driven by simple instincts of survival, the pursuit of pleasure, the avoidance of pain, and of the interplay between fear and hope. And so, as your expectations change, so will your emotions also. And then it will become easier and easier to begin to have that feeling or expectation of control and confidence, and to feel an energy pushing you away from dependency and towards freedom and real control. So just try this. Sit back in your chair right now, or find yourself lying back on that bed or sofa, and be aware of that part of your body that is beginning to relax, or being able to relax even more, noticing that familiar heaviness somewhere, or lightness, or warmth, or coolness. And as you close your eyes and focus on that experience of eyes closed, you can find it easier to be aware of that part of your body that is feeling relaxed and anticipating how it would be to really relax. Where would you notice that? In your limbs? Arms weighing down and legs deepening down into the softness of the chair or bed? Or around your fingers? Just feeling that special contact at those fingertips and the tip of your thumb. 10. Counting down, and with each countdown deepening down at just the pace and in just the way that is right for you. 9. 8. 7. Experiencing that deepening down to a special place, like down to the depths of a deep ocean. 6. 5. Stillness and safety, as if time is stopping. 4. How much deeper are you choosing to go, or find yourself just moving down and doing it? 3. Heaviness. Warm feelings spreading now. 2. Time is stopping, and you are feeling safe and content. Calm. And really noticing the difference now. 1. And in this place, at the foot of the ocean, or in a real place you know, or one you can imagine easily, you can feel that feeling of anticipating something. Just looking forward to it, and the feeling of letting go and giving way. It is a feeling that you have had often, isn't it? As you move automatically and unthinkingly, giving way and letting go. Well, all that is happening then and now is that a surge of dopamine is flooding your decision centers in your brain and overwhelming that better part of you, that part of you that knows what you really should be doing. And it is interesting to realize that these feelings are arising from visualizing simply by focusing on it. And it is good to realize this because then you can understand that we can easily create the right kind of feelings in all kinds of ways. And it is good to realize just how short and truncated and small and controllable is this surge of dopamine. Why? If you just hold back and not give way and say, hold on, no, and just let it play out, like the tantrum of a naughty child, then in just a few minutes, it will fade away. That's right. That is all it is. A quick surge of a chemical the anticipation of pleasure chemical that travels along a well-travelled path in your brain, where the obstructions and stones have been beaten down into smoothness. But there are other paths to travel down, and you can even now see those new paths taking shape in the undergrowth. So, when is the most vulnerable time for you? What is happening then? Where are you? And what part of the day is it? For some, it is after a hard day's work or a week's work, when you feel you deserve to relax. Or after a very tense time at the office or with a partner or family. Or whenever the tension of your life in relationships or work or whatever gets to a level where you are looking for relief and escape. And how might you change the pattern? Just do something different at that time and see where it will lead. You could find another way to relax or to distract. They have done research on the feelings of excitement that shoppers have as they look forward to that purchase, whatever it is. A shirt, a dress, a car, a TV, a perfume. That excitement of looking forward to a pleasure is the dopamine surge, that ubiquitous chemical flow again. But afterwards, there is always disappointment, flatness, and the feeling that another fix is the only way to recover. Now that is what researchers find, and it is what you know too, don't you? How strong is that disappointment and letdown for you? When it is all over? And how quickly does the disappointment and letdown overwhelm the disappearing feeling of pleasure? It could be the next day when the hangover comes and you feel more tired and tense and less in control. Or might it be that the letdown feeling is actually much sooner than that, if you are really being honest? Feel that false dawn again. Is it more like a fast-talking salesman at the door smiling and promising you the earth if you buy that insurance or double glazing? And then you do, only to realise that you have bought a pup. You have been fooled, duped. And that what you told yourself about the benefits of the binge is an illusion. It does not build confidence, does it? But destroys it. It does not reduce stress, does it? But feeds it. And it does not open you to real relationship, does it? But destroys your capacity for sustainable friendship, connection, and intimacy. And there is no lasting and worthwhile meaning from the binge, is there? Only self-disgust, a lack of control, and a dead end. Go to that disappointment. Really feel it now. That false promise. The self-disgust and that awful loss of control. And understand and see again the most vulnerable time for you, when the compulsion towards the binge feeling is most powerful. What is happening then? Where are you? And what part of the day is it? Or the week? And how might you change the pattern? And they have also researched what brings more lasting satisfaction, which is where effort and stretching and concentration and thinking and working for others can maintain the flow of good feelings. For real pleasures are like a steadily flowing river, always moving and vibrant and active. While that surge and then flatness and disgust felt by those shoppers and you is like a river surging over a waterfall and landing flat and stagnant and drifting. So, how can you now begin to feel things differently? Just to begin to change those paths and patterns and expectations. Take yourself again to an early part of that path, that trajectory to the moment of no way back, of consummation, be it preparing to go out or to begin to drink early and strongly. See yourself. How are you looking? What are you doing? And what are you feeling? And change something. And as you feel that comfortable feeling of anticipation of the relief or the excitement or whatever it is for you, just fast forward now to the come down, to the inevitable feeling of shame, of self-disgust, of despair. The real payoff is so quick, isn't it? An empty feeling of worthlessness and disempowerment. And so, what can you see yourself changing? And of course, the change you make, it can be quite small, because that feeling that is driving you will soon play out and subside, like a short summer squall. You could begin to change your expectations right now and feel that shame, even as you begin the path. That's right. Change that expectation. Begin to stop that temporary dopamine surge. Reprogram your unconscious. And you can work on this and repeat this sequence as often as you choose and begin to notice the differences you feel over the next few days. What might be changing? And how quickly might they be changing? And how will you know that they are? And as you sense that possibility of change and begin to see the detail of it, just open your eyes. And you have an understanding that your emotions will be changing so that the addiction to that binge letting go experience will weaken. You are ready to contemplate how you will feel the whole, to enhance your life so that the addiction is replaced. The Human Givens approach knows that we all have essential human needs that must be met in a balanced way. And these needs boil down to three sets. The first is about safety and privacy, and the appropriate degree of control over important parts of our lives. And the second is about the essential need we all have for relationships, intimacy, close connections to family and friends, and wider groups. And the third set of needs is about the work and activity we undertake. Does it stretch us, satisfy us, and give us a sense of status and achievement? And you know all this instinctively. And if you think about the power of the binge drinking, and indeed other addictive behaviours, if there are any, through your life so far, it will have varied in its power. It will have been stronger the less your essential human needs were being met at that time, won't it? Take a piece of paper and draw a straight line across it horizontally. And write out on that line years that comprise your life to date. In decades if you are quite old, or in 5-year slices or less if you are still young. And then draw a wavy line on the paper which denotes your relationship with binge drinking over your lifetime. When the addiction was absent, for sure in the first decade of your life, and when it was there but quite weak, and when it was stronger, when the line moves to the top of the page. And what do you notice as you look at that line and think about your life at the times when the line was low on the page? No addiction to binge drinking or alcohol then, or it was very weak. And when the line shifted to rising or falling, and also when it was high on the page, the addiction was powerful then, like it is now. You will find that your life was working better in terms of getting those essential needs met for security, relationships, and satisfying work when the line is low, and that when the line is high on the page, well, then needs were not being met very well, and indeed the alcohol and binge drinking was probably squeezing out your capacity to get those needs met. This is very important to realize clearly. And consider those times in your life when the line shifts to rising and falling. What changed at that time for you? And at that time in your life, when the line is rising, can you recall the stress and pressures you were under, and why you were under that pressure, and how the alcohol and the association with social activities found a fruitful place to grow? And you might spot an association in your life at one of those times when the line began to rise, that can explain to you why that addiction to really losing it at that particular setting seemed to provide the answer. Perhaps then the drinking did seem to give you relief, because there was social connection that you could cope with, that came with it, that you lacked at that time. Addictions can only flourish if lives are not working and needs are not being met. The US Army found that when they followed the lives of the drug-addicted Vietnam vets as they returned to their previous lives. Those who returned to families and jobs and balanced lives just stopped. Just like that. And before you close your eyes again, consider again your lifetime relationship with this binge and excess. And consider just how close you are now to stopping it. The first step is to recognize that there is a problem. And by buying and listening to this download, you can feel really good that you are past this staging post on the path to freedom. And the next step is to make that decision to stop. This is the real turning point. And what for you are the reasons that make sense that finally the time has come to stop all this? And what has reminded you from this download that finally, at last, it is now time? Perhaps it was the reminder that your addiction is a false friend, unable to deliver what it promises, but only keeping you stuck and out of control. Or is it the foreboding again of where this addiction is taking you? To hopelessness, loneliness, sickness, and despair. Close your eyes, if you have not already done so, to really see that door opening to the changes you can make to your life that will free you and rebalance you. And where will you find the motivation to keep on that path, no matter what? Your eyes are closed. And as you focus again on those parts of you that are experiencing the good feeling of relaxation, you can be surprised at how quickly you are now deepening down, quite naturally. And many people find that they can really relax more deeply the next time they just close their eyes and anticipate that good feeling of letting go. And perhaps as you relax down, either quite fast and deeply, or in a more natural and calm way, you can just go to a place that you know you will feel safe and content and relaxed. Perhaps it is a real place, in nature, a beach, or at a mountain, or close to water, or a garden, or a room that you know is a place of refuge and protection and happy memories. Or are you imagining somewhere far away and safe and magical? Be there, wherever it is, and allow that good, relaxing feeling to grow. And grow. And grow. And from this place, how easily will you find what it is that you need from deep within you that will be the motivation to stay with you as you stop this. Some people look to the past, when times are good and they had the strength they needed, and this can inspire them again. Or it could be from that time which may not be in the past, when there was desperation and pain and suffering. And as you recoil from that, you find that you now have the determination to take the steps you need to propel you to somewhere much better and really better. Or perhaps you are looking to the future and find yourself drawn to somewhere much better. Or are you pushing away from a bad, dark, and fearful place? So as you rest comfortably and listening, see two doors in front of you. One is red and dark, and the other is green and light. Open that red door and peek inside. Sense the blackness and mustiness and stagnancy. It is cold and flat and listless. This is the door that opens you to your future with a binge addiction running unchecked. What is it that you can see? Perhaps there is a photo album or a homemade video you can look at. Can you see the loneliness and despair for yourself? Living and locating in poverty? Perhaps not material poverty, but emotional. Lacking family and real friends. Flushed away on that torrent of self-disgust and hopelessness. And not being able to fulfill your potential for work and a contribution. Perhaps you can see your death early and alone and painful, and the path you might take to get there. And can you see your face at that moment? Anguished and hopeless, with eyes dying and brightness extinguished. And how might those who love you be looking on as your end approaches? And now close that door. And open the green door. This is the door to your future as you reclaim your life. Can you smell the freshness and experience the bright, refreshing light? Warm and breezes gently blowing, and allow yourself to imagine that changed life. And you are living a life free and balanced. Free from that dominant excess. Really see it. That new and better photo album and video clips. With that weight lifted, how would you be looking? And moving. And how would those who know you be seeing you differently? Smiling. And engaging more, perhaps, And as your mind is freer, what might you be focusing on? Study, work, building friends, giving and thinking of others. Who needs you? And how would they respond to your time and attention? Allow that motivation and strength to grow within you, taking you towards that good future and driving you from the pain. And as you feel the power of your imagination, know that this will guide you and watch over you. Stronger and stronger is the feeling now in your body, and expanding, filling you up. And how quickly will you find those new habits and pathways in your brain forming? And seeing and feeling and recoiling from the letdown and disgust? And what will you be noticing that gives you that inner sense that permanent change is transforming you? And when will you notice this? In a day or two? Or will it be a little longer? In a moment, I will count back down from 5 to 1 so that you can slowly begin to become alert and aware. And as you anticipate that counting feeling, know that you are counting down to stopping binge drinking and resuming your life, and anticipating this better future with your emotions working for your real interests. You can look forward to the learnings you have made and enjoy them as they manifest for you from your unconscious in new habits, new insights, and new feelings and motivation. 5. Begin to be aware of your body differently. 4. Gently returning to the here and now. 3. Becoming more alert. 2. Getting ready to open those eyes. 1. Opening those eyes now. And make sure that you are fully alert before driving or operating any machinery. I hope you found real value from this stopping binge drinking emotion download audio session. And please listen to it again and again so that it really sinks in. Investigating other titles in this series on setting goals and building self-confidence might be very helpful. Or controlling anxiety. For more information, visit londonhumangivens.com, and from there you can access the official Human Given sites, including their useful and wide-ranging publications, and read Freedom from Addiction by Joe Griffin and Ivan Terrell, the founders and still the main teachers of the Human Givens approach. I am Andrew Richardson. Thank you.